Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are we going to get a winter wonderland before the big day? Where is our official weather smoke? Shine?
I don't know.
Where's Curtis?
Checking the weather outside, maybe. Sometimes you got to go outdoors.
Oh, he has to actually go outside.
He's doing like the lick finger test.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe he has an app on his phone where he puts it up to get the real humidity points and everything.
Well, hopefully he doesn't get his tongue stuck on a telephone pole. Obscure reference from A Christmas Story.
Yes, you'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, there he is. Curtis, are we going to have a white Christmas or not?
I mean, in the seaport, it's always white.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like it's cold. I feel like we're going to get some snow.
All right, we will, before Courtney heads off.
The Seaport District, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
It's not.
Not anymore.
Before Courtney heads off to do her civic duty, we will get to the news in about 10 or 15 minutes at 7:20 or 7:25. A few leads left this morning because we had to interrupt leads for Bill O'Brien so he could talk about Bill Belichick. And leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. And Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity on your behalf. Just go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hey, Courtney.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. I already talked about my lead a little bit this morning, but I'm so excited for Bill to be going to UNC. It's great for the school. It's great for the ACC. My first job out of college was working for that conference, so I'm very happy for them. Furthermore, every time we talk about, is there a script when it comes to the NFL, college football, or whatever? Clearly there's not, but there are certain things that just play out perfectly. Wiggy and I were talking about bowl games yesterday, and I said, man, imagine if Bill was able to get in there right away and help out with Freddie Kitchens, who's the interim head coach at UNC. And Wiggy was like, no, that never happens where a new head coach gets in there right away. Do you know where UNC is playing their bowl game this year?
At Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm. Fenway Park.
Yep.
UNC.
The Wasabi Bowl.
Correct. UNC and UConn facing off at Fenway Park. Bill Belichick being able to be on the sidelines. I understand Freddie Kitchens will be their head coach for that game, but he'll be there. He'll be able to be wearing his Carolina blue on the sidelines in front of a crowd that is made up of a lot of people who are probably Patriots fans. Right. There's something kismet about it. Things don't work out like that. The fact that Bill Belichick is headed to the college game and is playing, or his team is playing a bowl game in Boston when they're based in North Carolina. It's just something is up in college football.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Something's up in the ocean too.
Right. They're always,
And something
for a bit.
Something is up in college football.
Yeah, yes. There is. So
how many people you think go to that game now that thinking
a lot
like,
more.
I think they might get to 12,000.
Hey, you know what? We might catch Bill on the sidelines walking
maybe
around.
A lot more.
All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy,
thank you.
Good morning.
All right, good morning. So, I'm going to stay on the Bill Belichick lead because I think I might have heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday, but it's just kind of what the whole narrative is kind of out there now with Bill. His legacy is what it is in the NFL, right? But this is one thing that we're gonna now because it's part of his story. So what does Bill Belichick have to do at UNC for people to not drag his legacy and go, ooh, Bill should have never went there? You know, because I think they were talking about Bill Walsh doing it.
Yeah.
And when Bill Walsh...
This is a good question. You mean, does he have to win a national championship?
I don't think he has to win a national championship, but I think he has to get them in the college football playoffs. Like, if he just goes, you know, 7-5, 7-5, 8-4... Like,
that's not good enough.
I think it's good for a regular college coach, but I think the standard for Bill Belichick that people are now expecting, he gets UNC into the playoffs. And so I think he will be judged very harshly if he's not able to do that. Can he do that? Looking at his schedule next year, UNC's schedule really isn't that difficult, other than, you know, Clemson, who's on their schedule. I think they have a very favorable schedule. So, okay. Can he do it?
All right.
Yes.
Good question that we can ask and talk about this morning. Great question, Wiggy. Great lead. Thank you.
You got it.
Yesterday, a representative from Ohio, an elected representative from Ohio, Josh Williams, introduced the Ohio Sportsmanship Act. The OHIO Sportsmanship Act, and it would make flag planting at midfield a felony.
Wow.
Oh my
in the
God.
State of Ohio. And then Mr. Williams went on to say, behavior that incites violent brawls and puts our law enforcement officers in danger has no place on the football field.
Wow.
Now,
unbelievable.
For some that are playing the game, either in college or in the pros, they keep that violent behavior off the field,
yes.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But we don't want it on the field.
Not between the white lines.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
It's loser behavior.
It's a law, a felony, because you're celebrating a win?
I think the felony part is stupid, but I understand the fighting is ridiculous because they're 20-somethings full up, you know, like myself and you, Greg, thanks to Northeast Men's Health, full of testosterone.
Okay.
And when you plant the flag, it's a disrespectful thing, and then that's where the fight breaks. You know what they should do? Why not just make it the plant the flag rivalry?
Right. If you plant a flag in the middle of the field, then you're entitled to beat the living crap out of each other. But if you go on a subway and say you're going to kill people,
yeah, but Curtis,
that is totally fine.
Curtis, but you should understand, like, that's what 20-some kids are going to do. Like, in
right.
college.
I think the guy that was on the subway was in his 20s.
No, that's a completely different thing. Like,
oh, okay.
So choking a guy for 6 minutes is cool.
Well, I just think, I mean, if you're threatening someone with death and you've done that.
But it wasn't where are all the mental health warriors? Wasn't this kid dealing with mental health issues, the kid that got choked out to death? We're not going to go down that road because that's just a stupid analogy.
Okay, but when like, these people are elected to do important things, not to make it a felony to plant a flag and celebrate on a football field.
No, I get what you're saying, Greg, but you know what young kids... I'm 22 in college at Georgia. We're playing Georgia Tech. They plant the flag on our field. There's going to be major consequences, and it's going to lead to fighting. And, you know, like he said in his mind, you got all these jacked-up football players, all, you know, like testosterone coming out their ears, and now you got cops trying to break up fights. It's not a good look.
All right. Well, those are our leads this morning coming up before she heads off to jury duty for day number two.
Three total, but day number two.
All right. Courtney will get to the news in a little bit, but first, what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Bill Belichick is the new head coach of the University of Carolina Tar Heels, a 5-year deal for him. Bill released a statement saying, quote, I am excited for the opportunity at UNC Chapel Hill. I grew up around college football with my dad and treasured those times. I have always wanted to coach in college, and now I look forward to building the football program at Chapel Hill. Bill's dad was an assistant coach at UNC from 1953 to 1955. He is bringing Mike Lombardi with him as GM of the football program. The Red Sox traded for Garrett Crochet, sending 4 top prospects to the White Sox for the pitcher. The 2020 first-round pick is 25 years old. The Bruins are back in action tonight on the road. They're in Seattle to take on the Kraken. Puck drop is at 10. The Celtics have the Pistons at the TD Garden tonight. Tip is at 7:30. And Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Rams at the Niners. Kickoff at 8:15. Celebrate the season at 99 Restaurant with friends, family, and our incredible New York Strip and Lobster Casserole. A tender flame broil 8-ounce New York strip paired with a rich, delicious, buttery lobster casserole. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Feels like 22 outside. Afternoon high in the low 40s. Big day for Biden. We might get to it during the news. Huge list of pardons today, Greg. No. Wild. 1,500 commutes. Commuted 1,500 sentences this morning.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Excellent.
It's time for...
You know, we've come so far since my inauguration.
The news.
On that day, I told you, as I stood in that winter, we were stood in a winter of peril and winter of possibilities. Parallel possibilities.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
That if you get gum, I don't know if you can freeze it or get how you make it hard.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I will be hearing that for months and years.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say? All right, Courtney has civic duty to attend to, but before she goes, we can get to today's news.
Yes, and there was a Pentagon briefing yesterday on the drones. We talked a lot about the drones yesterday in New Jersey. We have no idea where they're coming from, who's controlling them.
Call them by their proper name, the unidentified flying objects.
Correct.
Please.
Yes. So the Pentagon shot down a congressman's claim that an Iranian mothership is behind the large drones spotted over New Jersey. Thank God. That was my big fear.
Yeah.
They said that they aren't our drones. They aren't foreign entities' drones.
Okay.
So they have no idea where they're coming from.
All right.
Here's Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary speaking to the media.
At this time, we have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary. These are not U.S. military drones.
Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones, and that mothership is off the coast of the east coast of the United States. Is there any truth to that?
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
Okay, so if they're not our drones, which is what she said, and they're not a foreign entity's drones, whose drones are they?
There's only one answer.
Well, I mean, I guess they could be some kind of, as I said yesterday, an out-of-control drone club.
Mm-hmm. They're Luigi's.
They could be. I don't know who the drones, but I mean, all I can assume is that they belong to outer space. It's the strangest.
Are they still active right now?
They're still around.
Right.
It's very strange. They're flying over military installations, and
why aren't they shooting them out the sky?
I don't know if they can.
Really?
Maybe they have better technology than we have. No. I don't know.
My only thing is, and I recognize I give government too much credit at times, but if they're ours, why wouldn't we have a better excuse, like, built in? In other words, if you're going to do this program where there's the potential that citizens may see these things in the air, have something prepared. I don't know what it would be. I'm not in the CIA or NASA or any of this stuff, but wouldn't it be wise to have something at the ready to say that it's X?
So do you think, Conspiracy Kurt, that it's probably high-level, super secret U.S. drone program. They're testing something That's what you think the explanation probably is.
And I think our commander-in-chief struggles walking on the beach that this is probably way over his head. Yeah. It's just people doing their job without caring what other people perceive it to be.
Okay. Interesting.
Very weird. City Council was back at City Hall yesterday for the first time since the arrest of Tanya Fernandez Anderson. Fernandez Anderson was arrested last week on federal public corruption charges. She said yesterday, she would not back down from serving on the council. Here is what she had to say, WHDH.
I can focus on my work. I've demonstrated that I am a very hardworking, strong advocate, and I've represented them with everything, with every energy, with my heart.
But she should be suspended.
Right.
Like, what are we doing, Chris Curtis? The woman is alleged to have taken a $7,000 kickback. in the bathroom at Boston City Hall. So until it is adjudicated, she ought to be suspended. Like, I that would happen in any workplace in the United States of America.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's also a distraction to the rest of the city councilors.
I could care less about that. What I care about is the fact that you're the government, you're setting the standard for everybody else, and you got somebody who is able to sit there and collect a paycheck when they've been accused of dirty business.
Yeah.
Also, thank goodness there was a judge yesterday that ruled that she has to pay $5,000 for her own defense.
Yeah, to keep her.
She had gone to try to get a public defender.
Yeah, she makes $115,000 a year and said that she couldn't afford to pay a lawyer. So she got a court appointed lawyer. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, yeah, you got to pay $5,000.
Okay, good. All right. Is that going to come in non-serial number $100 bills that came from somewhere?
Paying in cash.
Okay. All right. Well, interesting.
Now, this is weird. There has been a strange group of complaints about a smell of gas in Massachusetts. So Chelsea, your place, Wiggy, East Boston, mm-hmm. and Winthrop, their fire departments have been receiving calls and they can't find out where this smell of gas is coming from. Here's one Chelsea resident, Ashley Rossetti, on NBC 10.
It's not just, you know, fresh, clean air that you're breathing in. And it does more harm, I would say, than anything. I would say you can't miss it. You know that you're smelling something.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Careful.
So the fire departments in those three places are investigating where this smell is coming from. So far, they haven't been able to find.
Careful smoking your ciggies.
Yeah,
light the wrong one up in the wrong place.
The AMC movie theater in Methuen, also known as The Loop, one of my favorite movie theaters growing up. I thought they had the best popcorn, mm-hmm. the best buttered popcorn, the nicest movie theater, has to close due to rodent issues.
Oof.
The Methuen Health Department said they received a complaint from a woman last week who saw a rodent in the theater. The theater will reopen after it is re-inspected and conditions are satisfactory. But this is bad. If you saw one rodent, okay, and then you send in the health inspectors and they find, you know, who knows what. Yeah. I was watching on the news and there were a lot of moviegoers that said the last time that they were there, they noticed, like, all the stations. It's one of those movie theaters where you pour your own drinks, you put your own butter on your own popcorn, mm-hmm. and it was all a mess. Yeah. So, obviously, rats are going to come.
Extra butter over here. No surprise.
Yeah.
Rats are everywhere, man.
Dean of Pittsfield Private School. His name, Levante Wiggins. Right. First and foremost, any relation?
I have no clue because I don't know my dad's side.
Okay. Well, he's 30 years old. And according to the U.S. Attorney's Office from Massachusetts, he was arrested along with another Pittsfield man, 42-year-old Theodore Warren, on charges of possession with intent to distribute and conspiracy to distribute cocaine.
Mm.
He was doing like a drug trafficking ring and was busted with tons of coke.
Oh. Was he selling it to the students?
Well,
I think so.
What's going on?
I would hope not. Yeah. But I mean, if you're around kids like that all the time.
Yeah. Has he been removed as the dean of the private school? Or
that is correct. Is Pittsfield Public School officials, they didn't immediately respond to comment, but he has been removed for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shocked the union didn't step in.
Yes. Yeah.
Not enough money in Yale. Stay away from it.
Well, I think there's a lot of money in it. Yeah. Isn't that what all the drug cartels do?
I think a lot of it now is the pills aspect of it. Oh. Stay away from the Yale.
Well, you do, as you told us yesterday, interact with several who are a part of the criminal
element. Well, I mean, you know.
You did tell us that yesterday.
Yeah, a few people in that world. Like most people.
You have a full criminal network that is at your ready at all times.
Don't most people know?
That's what you flexed yesterday.
It's not a flex. It's just the reality. I can't, you know, it's the nature of the beast. Yes. But don't most people know people?
You're in the underworld.
No, I'm not in it.
The criminal underworld.
Nope.
We are not.
No, he just lectures us.
No, I am not in it, but I know people in it. Yes. And it's as easy to find out.
Okay. More than 600 concession workers at TD Garden are considering a strike after months of unsuccessful contract negotiations. The workers at the home of the Celtics and Bruins are slated to meet on Sunday to vote for a strike authorization.
As now, the only person here that worked in concessions at the stands at Fenway Park, I stand in solidarity with these men and women.
So you will not be ordering, should you go to a game over the next couple of weeks, you will not be ordering concessions.
No, and I will do this in honor of the Crunch and Munch guy, the greatest single concessionaire in the history of Boston.
Well, it is interesting because they say despite operating at the sixth most profitable arena in North America, the union says TD Garden management has claimed that they can't afford any increase to commission rates, which is crazy. I mean, these people are working day in, day out, and they should, if there's a rise in prices, they should have a rise in commission.
So they are paid on commission, meaning that they try to, their job is to try to get you to eat more.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, TD Garden food.
At one point, Wiggy told us that the prices, I thought the beer prices were going down over there.
They were really he thought they were through the roof.
So, which was it?
I thought they were through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I got erect shunned on the internet, the Google world.
Yes,
Your guy, Greg, Elon Musk, first person to hit $400 billion in personal wealth.
Do you guys have a big party at the seaport with us?
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow. $400 billion.
So he is the first person to be worth $400 billion.
Man.
Like that, if you tried, it would be tough to spend half of that.
That is 400,000 million.
Yeah. I mean, you could blow $1 billion a month, and it would be 40 years before you're out of money.
What is the average NFL team worth? Like $8 billion?
I think the Cowboys are still number one, and they're up around eight. I mean, they're trying to. They wanted to try to get $6 billion for the Celtics, but it seems like it's only going to be 4.5.
Right.
He could buy every NFL team and still have half of his net worth.
This is like the whole Brewster's Millions thing.
That's unbelievable.
His actual net worth, $429.2 billion.
Right.
Oh. And a big part of that is, of course, Tesla.
Really?
They say that shares of Tesla has skyrocketed 70% after the election. So just from Tesla alone, $165 billion.
I thought people were getting away from buying the electric cars and Tesla was going
now they're into the robots. I mean, the self-driving vehicle is the future.
Is that where it's coming from?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're going to end with an OnlyFans story. 23-year-old Lily Phillips. She's an OnlyFans model, very pretty girl. One day she decided that her goal was to have sex with 100 men. One day for her content OnlyFans. Uh-huh. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see her. Lovely lady.
Okay.
After that content was shot, she had a bit of a breakdown, as one would. Yeah. Mentally, physically, exhausting.
It's a long
day.
There's
a documentary out on this.
There is.
Okay, and that's why we know that she was upset about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we can hear a bit of what Lily Phillips had to say.
I think sometimes I'm feeling so, robotic. By the 30th, when we're getting on a bit, I've got, a routine of, how we're going to do this. And, it just, sometimes you'd, disassociate and be, it's not, normal sex at all. In my head right now, I can think of, 5, 6 guys, 10 guys that I remember. And that's it. If I didn't have the videos, I wouldn't have known I've done 100, I think that was kind of the hard part, is, conversing with them. When they'd kind of be, we've only had 2 minutes or 3 minutes, and you said 5 on the message.
Not long enough. It's a hard day.
So wait, pun intended. So guys were upset that during this act, they were only allowed to speak to her for 2 or 3 minutes during it, and she had promised that they could talk to her for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it was talking.
It was talking. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it wasn't the actual act. They wanted to, because they paid millions of dollars to get to know her as their online OnlyFans girlfriend.
Right.
They wanted to be able to talk to her.
Right.
So, and now, is she going forward? Her next goal was to sleep with 1,000 guys.
That is correct.
Is that in a day or is that in a couple of days?
Yeah, I don't think that you could do that physically in a day.
She's going to make it a long weekend.
Yeah.
is she going to go forward with that? Or because she says this was an awful experience, essentially.
I think when you look at her money and what she's making, I think she is going to go forward with that. She talks in the
forward
documentary.
Or backward or both?
Probably both.
Okay.
Okay. Can't just be one.
Right.
Okay. For that.
Yeah, was it the same position? Or I have so many
definitely
questions
not
about this.
But okay, she said she was robotic. Like, she knew what she was going to do. So it must have been the same routine.
Well, I bet she was in the same position.
You know, horrible.
Save her someone's daughter, for Christ's sake.
I mean, she's an adult. So yeah. I mean,
I know she's an adult.
She chooses. I bet
we wouldn't be talking about this story if she was not an adult.
Right. There'd be a lot of jail time.
I bet she chooses to stay in the same, because there's a lot of work in moving around.
Wiggy, I don't think.
You think?
I don't think she could be in the same position.
Have you ever seen some of this whole category on Pornhub?
Yeah, no, we haven't.
Yeah, generally they stay in the same position because there's way too much movement.
Bongos.
And guys are. It's like a conveyor belt. Guys don't want to be, you know, all over the place. So.
Oh, God.
It is crazy, though. Like, when she launched, she talks in the documentary about how she got her start.
Uh-huh.
She said before she was just giving out nudes basically for free.
Right.
So she said, okay, I'm going to start an OnlyFans account. In her first 24 hours, she made $2,000 without anybody really knowing who she was.
Okay.
In that first month, she made over $16,000. So then she blew up. She's making millions and millions of dollars.
And
so,
this girl is different than the Australian woman who did something very similar,
yes,
right?
But they're both Australian.
Oh, okay.
Australians, man.
Yeah, I mean,
very sexual, as Courtney told us.
Yes.
Before.
If that's,
you know what Australia was created as? It was a place to house.
Penal colony.
Yep.
Is that what
does
it was?
That mean?
Prisoners occupied it.
Oh.
Hey. Every Australian I meet is very sexual. They are.
If she was a guy, she'd be applauded. So, I mean, you know, it's 2024. If that's what you want, go for it.
Yeah.
Now, did she have like the deli number thing? Like when you went
probably when
number 67.
Yeah. I mean, order.
I think first 10 is probably where you want to end up when you pull the
number.
Ew,
first 10?
Yeah. It's 1,000 guys.
I mean, if you're showing up for the thing,
right,
you obviously know the risk.
You here for the gangbang?
You understand that
if you are two back,
you could be 99 or, you know, you could.
Yeah. You don't want to be like.
You could be. I think they call that in this game batting cleanup. Yes. What they call that.
Yeah. Damn it! I pulled 899. Damn it! How long do I have to wait for this?
I also, just speaking of the deli, how long do you think it's been? Do you think Ken has returned to the deli post COVID, or is it still too?
I think he probably has gone back.
Okay, good.
Where else would he get his apricot chutney, as he told you and I on Saturday?
Has there ever been anyone who has been more perfect for apricot chutney than Ken Laird?
Have you ever encountered anybody who told you proudly their favorite condiment is apricot chutney? It's not even a condiment. It's a jelly.
Yeah, I never even heard of
he
it.
He gets it on it. Like, what does he get? He goes to the Michael's Deli every day, and he gets the same sandwich.
Wait, he goes every day?
I think every day.
Wow.
It's like this lady. Like, missionary.
Oh,
like
I don't not times, think that this is missionary.
No spice.
100 times in a row. Like, mix it up.
Yeah. Ken's going for 10,000 turkeys with apricot chutney.
I mean, you know. Personally, after this story, I probably won't be ever able to eat roast beef again.
Oh, no. My
roast
God.
But anyway.
Sauce and cheese on that bad boy.
But anyway, this is, all right.
Wiggy does love a three-way.
Is this like, when it comes to OnlyFans, because I think we've talked a lot about it, and I understand it's giving people an incredible opportunity to become
millionaires. Yes.
It's creating wealth.
Yes. Yeah.
But is this the kind of thing that tells you it's not good for society?
Listen.
This woman has done this thing. I mean, she chose to do it. Curtis brought it. She's an adult.
Sick.
But now she's crying about it. Like, in this documentary, she's traumatized by the experience.
But
she did that on her own. She's
she did.
She's telling her story.
Yeah.
You know,
also,
5 minutes.
You say it's creating wealth, but at the same time, it's probably making a lot of men in the world go a little bit broke.
Yeah.
That's their choice.
But that's
also true.
Also
it's
there.
Just like Wiggy says, going to the strip club, guys will spend their last dollar there.
Is their own free will. All right.
Free willy.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
You think you'll have a verdict?
Hopefully.
Okay.
All right.
Courtney told me guilty before.
No, I did not. I have not heard all the evidence.
Okay.
Have you met any listeners in court? Like, are any of our listeners are probably the defendants, I would assume.
Right.
No, I've met listener.
Okay.
Great.
Are you the four person?
I do not know.
You can't. You won't know until you guys go to deliberate.
I don't know how that all works.
But are you a big voice in the room? You. Could...
The jury has not discussed the case with each other.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're not supposed to.
All right. We will. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
All right, up next, we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly go over what Kendrick Bourne said about Bill Belichick and how he will do as a college coach.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Still to come this morning, Mike Milbury on the Boston Bruins at 9. Before that, the 12 days of Chris Curtismas and a little regifting from our very own Grinch here at WEEI. That is at 8:45 this morning. Looks like you're going to get to go to, I don't want to give it all away, but get to go to a pretty good game, Curtis, if you are the winner today at 8:45.
Yeah, hot tickets, okay. Hot seats.
All right. So before that, though, they said it. And where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, it only makes sense we start with Bill Belichick. He is the new head coach of the University of North Carolina Tar Heels. And Patriots players were asked about it yesterday. One guy in particular, a guy who played for Bill Belichick, Kendrick Bourne, was asked about Bill going to UNC. Here is what Bourne reacted to that and the advice he would give to Bill's new players.
I think he's going to do good. I think Bill does a good job of developing players, developing young men. So I think it'll be a challenge for your young man. He's a tough coach, which, you know, we all know. But I think it'll be good for certain players that have the right mindset.
What advice would you give to a college-age player who would maybe be getting Bill as their coach soon?
Just stay tough, you know. Have a gritty mindset because it's not going to be easy, but in the end, it'd be worth it. Bill, with school and NIL, it's going to be a different world, but I think he's going to manage it good. You know, Bill's a special person. You know, he has a strong mindset. He knows how to plan things. So I think it'll be good, but just don't miss class.
Any nuggets from Bill O'Brien when he was talking for a long period of time this morning on this show about how Bill Belichick will do?
Oh, I was going to say outside of the direct shot at Tommy Castellanos. No,
he did take a direct shot at him.
I think I got more nuggets from the Kendrick Bourne. And I think part of Billy O's was, you know, in which you could see Billy O has that where it's like, guys are going to come in and say, here's my demands. And Bill's going to be like, yeah, okay, beat it. What I mean? And that's the...
Is that going to cause him trouble when it comes to recruiting? Is he not going to be able
to get... Certain players, yes, all day long.
So is he going to not be able to get the top recruits because they don't want to be coached hard?
Well, and some of them...
coached negatively, whatever word you want to use.
Yeah, some of them he won't be able to get because of the way is like Kendrick Bourne talked about his coaching style. So some of them, you know, he won't be. But there are some kids that may welcome that challenge because they know he's getting them ready for the NFL.
I also think it allows Bill to kind of set his own market, whereas in the NFL, there's certain structures. You know, quarterbacks make X amount of money. Well, in college football, Bill may not value the quarterback position as much.
Right.
So he'd be like, I can't dole out this amount of NIL money to quarterback. I'd rather give it to my defensive end or cornerbacks because defense is more important to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And he could set the, like with Mike Lombardi, he could set, here's the type of player that we're looking for.
Yeah.
And if they don't buy into this, then we don't even want to try to recruit that type of guy.
I mean, I think we would all agree that during his time coaching in the NFL, he was able to take an average NFL player and make them better, mm-hmm. or at least make them fit into the role successfully that he wanted them to be in.
Right.
Will he be able to do that with, you know, mostly average college football players? If he's not able to get the top recruits.
Yeah, I think that that's going to be the biggest challenge. Can he turn Julian Edelman, the high school kid, into Julian Edelman, one of the best wide receivers in college football 3-4 years later down the road?
Right.
I think that's going to be the thing, you know, that he's going to be at. Or is he going to be able to do the same thing with the Tom Brady high school quarterback who's never really gotten their chance? It might be a one-star or two-star,
yeah.
And then Bill gets him and
And I don't know if this is accurate or not. Scheim, you or Curtis would probably know better than I, but it would appear that depending on the length of the contract, the lucrative, lengthy contract that Bill signed, he said his last season here, or at least that's what he told us about it, the Patriots would still be paying him while he is at UNC, because it's not an NFL team.
If he was under contract, no matter where he went, he would still be paid by the Patriots.
Okay.
The team would just pay the difference.
So this deal where it seems like it's, you know, some guesses are that it's $10 million a year for 5 years.
Right.
He would still be making his 20 or 25 million from the New England Patriots, right, whatever that is.
And I wonder if he did put in, because it looks like it's a 5-year deal, right? Yeah. So did he put in after that, then the son probably has a 4 or 5 year deal.
I don't know if he got that part of it. Did he get the Steve Belichick part of it? Do we know?
If he's got Lombardi there already, I would guess Steve got the it's so frustrating for me in this field that instead of just going in and coaching and, you know, not having total control, not having everything you get, but being back in the NFL, he chose this soft landing spot of bringing all of his cronies with him. Like, it's just, the NFL should have Bill Belichick in it. It's so much better with him there.
But wouldn't you do that if you, God forbid, if you ever left this radio program and went on Toast, your own show? Wouldn't you hire people that you knew and that you'd worked with and that you knew were successful?
Yeah.
Where's Mike Lombardi been successful?
Well, I mean, Bill knows him and he's worked with him. I mean,
well, right. I'm saying that it's one thing to, you know, bring a guy or two that you know. It's another to have absolute control over everything that's going on. I think there would have been jobs for him. I mean, there's a story right now that Jeff Howell just posted in the New York Times/Athletic where people said that, you know, he had to take this job because he burned bridges in the NFL. He wanted ultimate power. For me, I just think, you know, like, I look at what Tom did in Tampa. He brought some of his buddies, but Bruce Arians was the coach. You know, they had...
Well, Tom Brady was the coach.
Tom's offense.
Tom Brady was telling Bruce Arians what they were doing, and Bruce was like, yeah, okay, no problem.
Right, but he didn't have him removed as a head coach until two years.
Yeah, then it was like, get your ass upstairs.
Yeah, then he kicked him upstairs. Yeah.
But my point is simply...
Go hand out hot dogs in the suites.
Okay, so you think that Bill Belichick is making good hires in Mike Lombardi and Matt Patricia?
I think he's making...
I don't think that job matters that much to him. The GM of the college football team? Like,
Bill's still going to have final say on who's on the team and who's not.
Bill's hiring guys he has trust in.
Yeah, it's just guys that can do all the dirty work so Bill can...
He's doing exactly what Robert Kraft did and hiring guys who are going to say how high when he says jump.
Well, we're going to be fully honest, Greg. You wanted to bring your people to EEI.
100%.
And I was here, and I think we both benefited from it.
Yeah.
So I think in the end, if there's people that have done something a long time at a place, that it benefits all parties if people are forced to sort of work together and integrate, as opposed to just a guy wiping out an entire office and bringing in his own people.
Yeah, but Greg is more, what's the word I'm looking for, open-minded, right, rather than Bill.
Because exactly, that's my point.
But if Greg didn't want to, Greg would have brought all, you would have brought all your people and had the ability to do that. I think Bill is looking at it where he is in his coaching career, and that was the nugget I did. You asked, okay, what nugget did I get from Billy O? When Billy O said, sometimes when you're working with people, GMs, he kind of talked about in the NFL, you and him have to be on the same page, even though you might differ, and that's a very difficult thing to do. Where in college football, he's saying, I don't have to be on the same page with the GM.
Yeah.
Right. And so maybe he got to the point, you know, like they say, well, like with people when they get older, they're set in their ways and they're not changing.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We will continue with They Said It. What are we going to get to next, Scheim?
Oh, we'll hit on some Red Sox. We'll hear from Brez.
Craig Breslow.
Yeah. And we'll hear from one of the top agents of free agents in Major League Baseball and how the Red Sox are portrayed right now amongst free agents.
Okay. We'll get to that next.